So this morning, what I'd like to do is share a little bit about patience. It's an unusual service this morning. Throughout August, we're having one service at 11 o'clock. So very much extend a very big welcome to any visitors today. Normally, we have two services, but we're all in together. And the children are going to be in. I don't think there's many children here. But is there any children who'd like to fill in a colouring sheet? Is there any... any younger kids, sort of 5 to 12? I think they're all gone, all on holiday today. Okay, there is colouring sheets if parents would like them for any children, but I think they're upstairs. So, lovely to see you all. My name's Vicky. I'm actually married to Bob the playwright. my theme for the next 10 minutes or so is patience. So the first thing I thought I'd do is... explain that we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit. Last week, Monica did a wonderful talk and play on the first three fruits of the Spirit. And today, we're looking at patience, kindness, and goodness. Now, kindness and goodness was very well demonstrated in the play that we've just seen. So I thought I'd just speak a little bit about patience. And the first thing I went to look at patience was to look at some dictionary definitions. What is patience? So the Oxford Dictionary says the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. That's quite challenging, isn't it? So how much capacity have we got when things go wrong? And how do we cope with it? Can we bear problems and suffering in our lives? And do we bear them well? We are naturally impatient. We all want it now. We preferably want it yesterday, whatever it is we want. We have a problem and something isn't working out and we want to solve it and we can't tolerate being unable to solve it. We want to be in control. And suffering as well can be quite hard. So it may be mental, physical or spiritual suffering. Anyway, whenever something is not right, we don't want to be in that state, do we? But in the face of all these things, patience allows us to carry on without becoming annoyed or anxious. How many of us become annoyed if there's a traffic jam and we're delayed? Or if we're waiting for someone to do something and they won't do it or they can't do it? How many of us become anxious if things are not going right? Particularly when we are delayed and we were running late to start with. Bob and I have this joke that when we're late for church, everybody else in the road is wrong and in the wrong place. And we are much more important because we're going to church. So we pretend to be very cross with them. Sometimes we are. But it's always worse if you're late, isn't it? If you're running late and somebody's in your way and you're delayed or in a traffic jam, that's when it's really difficult. The Cambridge Dictionary definition is very similar, except the end bit is even more challenging. So do we complain when we're suffering? Do we get angry when things don't work out how we want them to? So today we're looking at the fruits of the Spirit, looking at patience especially. Aren't these fruits lovely? Can anyone tell me why fruit is good for you? Any adults or children? I think all the kids gone out. So just shout out, why is good fruit for you? Anybody know? Vitamins, very good. Yeah, she's a nurse. She should know. At the back, Denzel. Fiber, yes, very good. That's on my list. Anything else that fruit does that's good for you? Any of you adults know why fruit's good? Nutrients, yep, very good. Anything else we get from fruit? Energy, very good. Yep, lots of energy. I'm not going to ask you what your favourites are, but I'll tell you a little bit of research about fruit, which is very interesting. It lowers the risk of heart disease. And I think these fruits spiritually affect our heart, don't they? It actually reduces the risk of diabetes and cancer. Isn't that amazing? Fruit does that. It stops our bones becoming weak. The magnesium in lots of fruits and berries help you to absorb calcium. I didn't actually know that till this morning. I was doing some research. And vitamin C helps you grow strong, healthy muscles, which is why Dan is like he is. He obviously eats way more fruit than I do. It's high in fiber, well done. Helps your tummy to work properly. It's also good for your skin. And it boosts your brain power. There's a 2012 Science Daily report which says that your brain works better if you eat fruit. That's amazing, isn't it? But the spiritual fruits keep us and our relationships with each other healthy. So all these spiritual fruits are good for us. They're not just good for us as individuals, they're good for our relationships. They help us to be a healthy body of Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." That's from Galatians 5:22 to 23. What lovely list this is. And we all want to be full of these things. But why are they fruit, not gifts? Well, Monica spoke about this last week, and she made a very good point that they take time to grow. And they need the right conditions to grow. And our soft hearts can be very good conditions for God to grow these fruit of the Spirit. So God wants more of our hearts to be soft, to grow in good soil. And what happens when we're not patient? Well, quite a lot, actually. These are some of the things that happen. We can get angry and lose our temper. Does anybody recognise that one? Getting angry when you lose your patience? We get into danger sometimes because we fail to be careful, and then accidents can happen. We can make bad decisions that we regret later. We get into arguments with people we don't agree with because we haven't got time to listen to what they're saying. And worst of all, we can rush into things that are not God's plans because we don't want to wait for his direction. So it's very interesting that the fruit of the Spirit don't grow in isolation. We can choose to be patient, and that's part of self-control. It says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." And there's another fruit of the Spirit popping up there, the love. Humility isn't a fruit of the Spirit, listed in Galatians 5:22, but it goes hand in hand with gentleness, patience, and love. So it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. That's in Ephesians 4:2. Joy is the opposite to fear and misery and is a result of our growing the fruits of faithfulness and patience. Hope gives us joy, and the Holy Spirit gives us the power to be patient in affliction when something goes wrong and faithful in prayer. I love what, where is she? Isabella was saying. Thank you, Isabella, for saying that this morning. I was thinking, yeah, you're absolutely right. We need to be patient in prayer and faithful. That's in Romans 12:12. So just to look for a moment about patience with prayer and in prayer, we need to have godly perseverance. That means not giving up. Sometimes we want to give up because we're feeling burnt out with giving out. Have you ever felt like that? You've been giving out so much and you feel quite tired and burnt out with it. And we want to give up. We think, oh, I can't keep on doing this. But Paul in Galatians 6:9 says that if we don't give up, we will reap. So that's an image of a harvest. Prayer can be a big area where we need patience, but we are told not to give up. One of the greatest challenges, I think, is having patience with others. So when someone is slower than you at something, it's about pacing ourselves to keep in step with them. The Bible talks about being completely humble and gentle as part of the plans to bless others in a loving way. So that's in Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient with one another, bearing one another in love. And then patience is linked with kindness as part of the definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13:4. A lot of us know this one very well. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. And then we have patience coming in again, don't we? It's part of love. So to end with, patience is a wonderful fruit, but it never works in isolation. We need God the Holy Spirit to help us grow them all. Often patience is demonstrated in our dealings with other people. I often think that being around little children is actually God's training in patience. We took our 4-year-old grandson to the park recently. We wanted him to get a bit of exercise, so we went the long way round, but it took ages. First, it was a plant that had interesting leaves. Then a fascination with a very small stone that wasn't a stone to him. It was a magic bean. This went on with walking punctuated by him sitting on the ground to look at stones. And in the end, we had to pretend that there was something very exciting around the corner. And he eventually got moving, but it took ages. We had to be quite patient with him because he wanted to move at his pace and explore the world as he went along. There's a lovely book that some of us have read that I'd really recommend. And it's about living a patient, more peaceful life. It's called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. It's very challenging. He suggests things like join the longest queue at the checkout just so we can practice being patient. I'm afraid I haven't managed that bit yet, not quite that far on. But I have tried to slow down and be less swept along by a hurried, unpeaceful world and its insistence on speed. So as we end, there's one thing I haven't mentioned, which is that God is patient with us. We love that verse being about God slow to anger and swift to bless. There's a beautiful song we sing about that. And I looked up the original source of it, and it's from Exodus 34, verse 5 to 7. And it was when the Israelites had come down, had disappointed God, and for the second time, Moses had to go up the mountain to meet with God. The Israelites had let God down badly at this point. God spoke this verse about being patient and slow to anger and swift to bless. And we love that bit. But there's another bit to that verse. And it's about Moses actually taking on the sin of the people and asking for forgiveness. And Moses actually said, when God said this about being slow to anger and swift to bless, he also said that he had to deal with iniquity. That means sin, wickedness in our lives. So although he was slow to anger and swift to bless, he's a just God. And he wants us to have our inheritance. But Moses knew what to do. And he said to God, pardon our iniquity and our sin and take us for your inheritance. So this morning, there's a way through. If we're not patient, if we're not having the fruit of the spirit in our lives, if those fruits aren't growing, and it's partly because something like we haven't got self-control, which is under we can sort of manage that. You know, that's our part to be self-controlled, isn't it? We have to decide what we're going to do. So if we're not in that space, you know, we can ask God to pardon our iniquity and our sin and take us to be his people. I love what Monica said last week about being in the vine, remaining in the vine, being part of the vine that is Jesus and being close to Jesus. So that is how we become real fruit-bearing people. And when we're not fruit-bearing people, he just wants us to say we're sorry and to say that we need to be forgiven and ask God to forgive us. So I'm going to pray now, and if you'd like to pray with me, just you can do that quietly in your seat or maybe at home later on. I'm just going to pray a short prayer. Lord, you know us inside out and back to front. You know our very hearts. You know what we do in the secret places. You know what happens behind closed doors with our families and our closest friends and our flatmates when we're impatient, when we don't have this wonderful gift of the Spirit. And we pray, Lord, that you'd help us. We pray you help us to grow more of these wonderful fruits. And we ask that you forgive us when we sin against you, when we're hard on people, when we're snappy, when we're angry, when we complain. Lord, you know us so well, but you also love us so much. And we thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
That was a good one. One of those lessons that you kind of, they'll stick with you for the rest of your life, actually, isn't it? Patience is just a lifelong journey, isn't it? And you're constantly being refined on being patient and challenged and all the rest of it. Thanks. Just point. if we could have a response song, that would be brilliant. Yeah, just to close up, just to worship again. Can we all stand, please? Thank you.
Hi there. Do take a seat. We had a friend here years ago called Judy. I don't know if any of you remember her. She unfortunately died of cancer. So it's going back a long while. And she had three sons, and the oldest is called Daniel, the fourth Daniel. And he's in hospital with leukemia, and he's got to have a stem cell transplant from one of his sons. And the doctors have said he's got a 20% chance of surviving for 5 years. But I don't actually believe that at all. I think he's going to be healed. God is our healer. That's why we're not relying on doctors, although they're helpful, of course, but we're relying on Jesus. And God, you know, Jesus healed everyone who came to him. Well, in this whole process of Daniel being ill, which is only a very short time because it came very quickly, this illness, he's actually become a Christian, which is completely amazing. He's a completely different person. And after the New Day thing, we had a New Day service thing, you know, recap of New Day. And I felt slightly full of faith anyway, but I went to the hospital and I prayed for him and laid hands over him. And the next morning he could walk because he couldn't walk any longer. So he's walking and he's praising God and he's going to Hillsongs when he can. But he seriously needs to be totally healed. A little bit of walking is not enough. And this morning I was praying for him and I was reading Exodus 14:14. The verse jumped out and it said, "Be still," your song, "be still because God's going to fight for you," something like that. Yeah, "hold your peace, the Lord will fight for you." But my version was "be still," you see. So I said to God, if you're going to do something amazing for him and something today as well, because Ray and I are going to pray for him today again, if you're going to do something amazing, you know, am I just thinking these good thoughts, you know, hoping, wishful thinking? That's not enough. We want to know what God's saying. I said, make sure that verse comes up today. And I was thinking, how's he going to cope with the fruits of the Spirit? But it came in the song, "Be still and know that I am God." So I just wondered if you don't mind, if we can really pray for him to be healed. I know Kelechi's got lots of faith for healing and stuff and saw a lot at New Day. And, you know, so if we could just stretch our hands out and just pray for Daniel to be healed, please. Father God, we thank you that we have to be still and be patient and believe that you're the one in control. You're the one that heals. You're the one that saves. We can't do any of this without you. And we are desperate for Daniel to get healed. He's got his own small family of three little boys himself. And we don't want him to be taken yet. Lord, we want you to heal him, Lord Jesus, even now in the hospital, Father God, because you are the God that heals. And everyone who came to Jesus was healed. So we're just bringing him afresh to you as a church, Lord, and asking, please, will you heal him? In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks. Praying for him if you can. Daniel.
Yeah, I just wanted to encourage everyone here as well that, you know, sometimes we've been praying for something for quite a long time. Not only do you feel discouraged, but I sometimes feel a bit cross. So I think I'm bored of praying this prayer, you know, and no one's listening. And I know that's a bad attitude to have, but it's often how we feel. And we feel like almost embarrassed to come back round again and ask God again. And something that my children taught me over the years, when Paul used to suffer from migraines all the time, and we'd, let's pray for Daddy because he's got a migraine. So we'd pray for Daddy. Sometimes Daddy would just feel better immediately. Amazing. But other times, half an hour later, "Oh, Daddy, are you better?" "No." "Oh, well, shall we pray again?" they would say. And I used to think, I am over praying. I have prayed. And, you know, what Isabella said this morning, what that song was, what Michelle said, you know, let's not, what Vicky preached, let's not give up praying. And when we feel in our hearts annoyed, when we feel, what else is there to say? I have prayed my best prayer. You know, come back like a kid would. Come back again. So I just really felt to encourage, there'll be some people here today who have kind of given up on something that they're praying for. You've just lost the words to say. You've run out of things to say. You just feel, don't know what you feel. But today God is saying to you, come back. Don't give up. carry on.
Does anyone else have anything to... Yep. Come on then. Come
on. Hi. I just wanted to let you all know, it's been very difficult for our family. My dad's very ill. He's been in hospital for about 17 weeks now. And I don't want to cry, so I'm just going to stand here and see if I won't cry. But I thank you for the prayers. I do pray a lot, and I believe in prayer, because I've seen prayer in me working all the time. And I know that when I don't receive what I'm asking for, it's because that's not what the Lord wants for me, and I can accept that. So I feel very encouraged. I've asked Paul to pray for my dad last week. Well, we told him what happened, and he prayed. And he asked for healing, and he asked for this week for something new to happen for my dad. So whilst my dad's been in hospital, he's not walking. He was in ICU for 6 weeks. Then he came out. Then he was in ICU again, not eating. There's cancer in two places. But we believe that the Lord is at work in his life and that he will be healed also. So I do believe that. I'm not afraid of that. I'm praying more that he will come to the Lord and that he will know the Lord as his Savior. Paul prayed and my dad walked this week. Yeah, so very similar to what you were saying. He walked and he ate and he asked for lots of food and he keeps on asking for food. And it's his birthday today, praise the Lord, he's 78. So... I prayed this morning for a new season for him, for a season full of continuous grace and mercy. Yeah. So I just want to thank you all, because I know we haven't been very vocal to everyone about it, and we've said it here and there, but it's not, maybe it's going to miss. But I know that the people that have been praying, it's really been working, and ultimately, we can't do it on our own. So God's doing it for us. We believe that. And my mum and my whole family are very grateful for all the prayers. And hopefully, next year I'll be telling you we had the best birthday party for him because he's healed. So thank you. Thanks.
Hello, church. I just wanted to agree with... Michelle, what she said about the Lord confirming what she prayed about this morning, because on our way here, we read Psalm 46 and verse 10. Verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And I think... sometimes when things like this happen, we need to give testimony, because there's nothing that the enemy wants more than for us to keep our mouths shut. And we need to open our mouths and keep on saying, "The Lord is good. The Lord is good." And he hears our prayers all the time, no matter what we're going through. So do not keep quiet. And it's not just, it just happens to be the case. It's because God has allowed it to happen. God has spoken to our hearts and our minds. So be encouraged.
Good morning, church. And a good afternoon. Most of you know that I've been trying to complete my degree. I have to cut the long story short, but I should have finished this degree in 2019. Unfortunately, a lot of storms came after I had submitted most of my degree, but the last one was my dissertation. And due to various reasons, I couldn't hand it in then, and so on and so forth. And people would ask me, have you handed it in yet? I did hand it in, finally. And I was hoping that I'd just pass because I just felt I handed it in. Still a few things like, still like, not sure this, not sure that. But I just felt, you know, Lord, you've seen, you know why it's taking this long. You've seen the journey, you've seen the battles. But you've always been God, because God's always with us in the storm. He doesn't leave us, he's always there. And that Psalm 46 verse 10 has always been my go-to scripture for a very, very, very long time. So it's very true that if you're feeling any way, you just have to just seek his peace and presence in order just to keep your mind on him. So I received my result and I did pass. So I know. Someone who thought they couldn't go to university due to education and thinking that would never happen, and then it finally did, and then you're having all this drama in between, like, God is faithful, God is good, God is everything and more. And yeah, no matter what you're going through, no matter what, how long it, sometimes it does take longer than you expect, but there's a reason as to why. God's time is always the best, but keep your eyes on him. And yeah, keep on praying, persisting at prayer, because I'm praying for my family, man. I'm praying for so many things, because I just want God to do what he says he can. And there's things that people say, what God cannot do does not exist. Hallelujah. So we give God thanks, we give God praise, we give God adoration. Thank you all for your prayers and your encouragement. For those who would call out for me, I'm really grateful.
Maybe we should just all stand quickly before we end. Let's just. Does anyone else want to pray? I don't want to pray. Someone else pray. Anyone else feel like they feel led to pray? Jonathan, could you come and pray, please? Sorry. We were talking about prayer yesterday. That's why. Sorry. And again, he was another person that was saying how powerful prayer is. We were talking about a friend of his and that he's been persistent in prayer, and he was encouraging me to be persistent in prayer. So, yeah.
Yeah, Father, Lord, I just want to thank you so much for this amazing time we've had. So many amazing stories. Thank you, Lord, that you're here and you're working. You're the same God that you were in the Old Testament and the New Testament in the Bible. You're the same God here today. We thank you so much for that, Lord. Father, Lord, I just pray that you continue to work in all our lives, that we see you working, that you know exactly how to reach. That's what we need from you. I pray that you give that to us now, Lord, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Have a lovely Sunday. The coffees are probably going to come out in a minute. Yeah. All right. Sorry, there is a picnic over at Talleycut, and I think they're showing the football finals as well on a big screen. So, yeah.